Hey guys, Cole here, and I am very tired, but I wanted to do Deadly Letty 7's 13 Titillating Thoughts for those who are interested. Okay, first question, or I guess drumroll, and then first question. Polyamorous relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe humans should be monogamous, or... Oh yeah, polyamory sounds like a thing I totally didn't do. I actually have been considering asking two of my friends to join a polyamorous relationship, just because they're both super cute. They're both super cute, and sometimes it starts being pansexual because I just fall in love with everybody. On a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? Probably a 2. Yeah, sorry, I'm not feeling too hot and bothered at the moment. Most people don't record themselves masturbating or reading erotic strips to post on the internet. Do you think this is because we're perverts? I don't think it's because we're perverts, per se. I think it's just because we're very open about our sexuality, and that's cool. Perverts makes it sound like we're doing something bad. Bad and also kinky. And I don't think what we're doing is bad. Maybe just kinky, but not bad. If reincarnation was real, what would you be reincarnated as in your next life? Sorry. I'd really, really want to be a cat, just because I sleep a lot. And being a cat where you can sleep for 18 hours a day kind of sounds amazing. If you could choose any flavor for your pussy to taste like, what would it be? My first instinct is to say grape, like grape flavor, but I feel like that would get really, really old and really gross after a while, so I don't know. Probably something sweet. I'd say pineapple, but that can also be easily solved. Maybe cherry. I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that one. Let's assume that humankind is given definitive proof there is no God. I kind of already had that idea to begin with, so I don't think it's not that just there's no God, but there's no purpose in life. So I kind of already thought that way to begin with, so I guess it'd be liberating, just because I do like being right a lot of... but it's just kind of like, okay, cool, that means that it's up to us to be given our own purpose in life. If you were in a horror film, who would you be, according to archetypes? The stoner, the virgin... I'd be the stoner. I would absolutely be the stoner. That, or I guess the slut? I guess? I think if I'm gonna fit into a stereotype. Anyways, you decide to make a romantic dinner for someone you're hoping to do the horizontal... baby booty with. What's your go-to meal to cook? If it wasn't dinner, I can make some kick-ass breakfast burritos/bagels. I made really good spaghetti, but only because I'm Italian, and therefore it's been in my blood to learn how to make. Not in my blood. It's been in, like, my veins to make the perfect spaghetti. I don't know, stir fry is not bad, but I don't think it's romantic. Actually, I could get behind some stir fry. Anyways, okay. If you were a Greek god, which would you be? I don't know that many Greek gods off the top of my head. There's a Greek god of, like, the hearth and home, whose name I do not remember. Actually, I could probably look it up. But she is really cool. And I do like... I like organizing rooms and like houses. Hestia. Hestia is the hearth and fireside, the virgin goddess of the hearth. And I like making places home. Or I like making it easy for people to feel at home at certain places. Okay. Let's see. Oh, hello. Hi, sweetheart. Sorry. Rene Descartes is sitting at a bar. The bartender comes over and asks if he would like another. He replied, I think not, and he vanished. Wait. This isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about, what is your favorite joke? My favorite joke is a, like, 10 to 30 minute joke about pink ping pong balls, and I'm pretty sure if I posted it, people would get mad at me, and it would officially be the longest recording I have ever made. But the gist of it is... Oh, how can I say it without spoiling anything? Okay, so basically, this dude... So basically this dude, is this super rich dude, and he wants to buy his son a birthday present, and he goes to his son and asks what his son wants, and his son says, I want 10 pink ping pong balls. And it just kinda escalates from there. Alright, what is your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid? Warning, I do not accept grape as a flavor of Kool-Aid. Oops. Dude, I liked the purple flavor. Like, I know it's artificial and I know it's gross, but purple Kool-Aid is fantastic. Like, that's my favorite. Or, I don't know, cherry's not bad. I don't drink Kool-Aid that often, to be honest. Anyways, question 12. How tall are you? I am about 5'7", 5'8", I guess, which is taller than the average female? Who knows? Alright, and if you were going on a road trip, coming-of-age type story, faced with incredible odds, hilarious, 3 GWA users I would bring along and why. I actually don't know that many GWA users. I'm kind of still new to this site. The only person that I actually know are... Bell in the Woods, Miss, and Ever Distant Utopia, I think is his name. So yeah, Bell in the Woods, Miss, and Ever Distant Utopia. I'm pretty sure that's his name. Oh, I feel kind of bad for not knowing, because they are fantastic. And I love listening to their recordings. And that seems to be it, as far as questions go. Thanks for listening if you listened to this long, and I'll see you guys later. Bye!